朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
当那天我们面对神在众人面前招供的时候，你不要怪说于弟兄，你为什么从来不把这节经文告诉过我？
So when we're standing before all men for the account of the things that we've said, you cannot say, Pastor Yu, you did not tell me of this verse.
那我们为着过去曾经得罪神、得罪人的言行，我们求主保守、遮盖我。
If we've offended God, if we've offended people, we ask for the precious blood of the Lord to come and cover us.
所有的话不仅要召供出来，而且在路加福音十二章第三节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 13.
Verse 12, verse 3.你们在暗中所说的将要在明处被人听见，在内室妇儿所说的将要在房上被人宣扬。
Therefore whatever you have spoken in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops.
我自己被主管教学功课学乖的，以前有一些很特别的事情我就也不敢跟别人讲，后来就碰到一个人觉得可以跟他倾吐，就说我只跟你讲。
And I've learned this lesson from the Lord. In time past, there are some things that would just occupy my heart. I wouldn't say it to anyone. And when I come to find someone that I can trust, and I would say, I'm just going to tell you.
这是我年轻的时候，就唯一我觉得可以讲的人，讲完了以后全天下都知道。
And this is when I was younger. And I felt that this is the one person I can tell, I can say to. After I told him, the whole world knew.
我一次没有学好，两次、三次，后来我知道，我讲所有的话，我都要预备好，别人都会听到。
Once, twice, three times, I finally learned a lesson that whatever I say, everybody else will know.
就算今天没有被显扬，那一天我要在神面前向神交账。
Even though it may not be expressed or declared in this lifetime, but on that day before the judgment throne, I'm going to have to settle.
而且罗马书第二章说到，我怎样论断别人，神也要怎样论断我。我说神也要用怎么样的我们自己也要怎样被神审判。
Romans chapter 2 says, but with what measure we measure unto others, we too will be measured the same way.
而且当我在这里批评这个人的时候，这个我对他的批评其实就是在审判我，就回到我身上来。
When I criticize this person of this particular thing, I'm essentially using the same measure to criticize myself.
主说你自己所行的跟人家一模一样。
And the Lord says, whatever you have done is exactly no different than what others have done.
所以当我们在批评别人、羞辱别人的时候，其实这些话一样在批评我们，一样在审判我们，一样在羞辱我们。
When we're criticizing others, we're talking about others, you realize we're actually talking about ourselves.
给你们一个很形象的这个例子，你们将来就记得了。
And I want to give you a vivid example so you will forever remember.
焦元年牧师曾经讲过，他小的时候是孩子头。
Pastor Zhao, he said that he once was the leader among all the kids.
他常常带着孩子到处玩，到处玩，跟我小时候一模一样。
They take the group of kids, and wherever he ran to, everybody would go with him. It was just like me when I was a kid.
有一天那些孩子们很无聊了，所以又来问他有没有什么 idea.
So one day, all the kids that were quite bored, they came to him and said, "You got any ideas?"
他说好，来，你们现在全部站一排。
He said, "All right, right now, you guys stand in the line."
你的孩子很乖，从大到小全部站在一排。
So all these little kids that were very obedient to him, they stood in line.
开始你们开始在嘴巴存一点口水。
And said, "Just keep some saliva in your mouth right now."
他们每个人就嘴巴口水。
So now they're preparing a wad of saliva in their mouth.
底下我们开始有一个比赛。
And we're going to have a competition.
大家把头举起来。
You're going to lift up your head and look straight up.
看谁的口水吐得最高。
And let's see who can spit the highest.
这些孩子完全都不知道就。
So all these kids were quite innocent, so they all did exactly what he told them to do.
然后他在旁边笑得东倒西歪。
And so he was just laughing his bad expression. He was laughing his head off.
所有从我们嘴巴出来的话，那一天都要回到我们身上来。
And then you realize every word that proceeds out of our mouth is going to come back to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前要很小心，不光是今生要被选扬，来生要去跟神句句都要交账的。
Not only this lifetime it would be exposed, but on that particular day we need to settle an account for every idle word that is before the Lord.
所以想一想，我就觉得，哎呀，我们真的讲的。 多少多少值得悔改的话。
And then when I think about this, I come to the realization there's so much of the words that are spoken of that I need to repent for.
我讲了多少不荣耀神又伤害人的话。
And so many of the words that have not glorified God and actually have harmed others.
我讲了多少那种没有意义的话。
And all those words that have no meaning.
这是三件很重要的事啊。
And these three things, again, I want everybody please pay attention to.
我们来看第二个重点，那是非常重要。他说，口舌是心的发表，它显明出我们生命的源头和品质。
And the second key point is the tongue is the expression of the heart. It reveals the source and the quality of the life within.
我们一起来读路加福音第六章。
Let's come and read the verse cited here together.
四十三节到四十五节。
Of Luke chapter 6, verse 43 through 45.
我们就念讲义上的就好了哈。耶稣又说，没有好树结坏果子，也没有坏树结好果子。善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来，因为心里所充满的口里就说出来。啊，你看到了没有？今天人嘴巴的口不过是他心或是他里面生命的一个发表。
The scripture tells us very clearly that the words that proceed from our mouth are the very expression of our hearts.
雅各书在这里告诉我们，一个旧造的人，一个亚当的后代，他的口舌是一个怎样的口舌。
And James illustrated for us a man and his old creation, what manner and what nature would his tongue be?
让我们知道没有一个人可以控制自己，因为你没有一个人可以让我里面的生命是没有罪、没有肉体、没有自私的。
Not one person can control himself or tame his tongue, because no person can control or change the nature of what's within him that he's a sinner.
口不过是心的发表。
And so again, we say that our mouth is the expression of our heart.
就像果子是在这里发表这棵树的品质如何。
And just like the fruits that comes forth from this tree is an expression of the life within this tree.
它不仅仅果子表明了这棵树的性质，也表明了这棵树的品质。
And not only does the fruit display for us the nature of the life, but also the quality of the life of the tree.
当你看到葡萄的时候，你知道这棵树是葡萄树。
When you see grapes coming out of this plant, you know it is a vine.
当你看到柿子的时候，你知道这棵树是柿子树。
When you see that it's a persimmon, you know it's a persimmon tree.
所以它表明了它的性质。本质
啊。It displays the very nature of that tree.
同样的葡萄，有的甜，有的酸，它表明了它的品质。
And at the same time, when you taste some grapes, some are sour, some are extremely sweet.
那弟兄姊妹，今天我们在这里，从我们口中的话，就说明了我这个人现在里面生命的情形。
And it describes the quality of this life. And so from the words of our mouth, we can see the condition of the life within right now.
因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Because what occupies our heart, what fills our heart, would overflow from our lips.
除非我们是一个假冒为善，一口两舌的人。
Unless we are double tongue, unless we are hypocrites.
但是总是有机会，有事情会把我们里面真正的情形都给激发出来。
There will be moments, there will be circumstances, conditions that will stir up what's truly within us that will come forth from our lips.
我们说一杯水受到撞击的时候，它里面装的是什么，它溅出来的就是什么。
We say a vessel, when it is shaken, whatever is filling that vessel would be coming out.
里面装的是我的肉体，是我的罪性，是我的败坏，出来的都是这些，我的骄傲，我的血气，我的粗暴。
If what is inside the nature of this vessel is all of the old creation, all of sin, and what would come forth is my anger, my rage, my filth.
可当我里面装的是基督的时候，
but what's contained in this vessel, if it is Christ,
所有的环境不过让我溅发出基督的馨香。
No matter what the circumstances that come along my life, what would come out of me is the nature of Christ.
所以有果子可以看树，同样的有话可以看人。
And so what this verse is telling us is that from the fruit we can tell what type of tree it is. So from the words we can tell what type of heart this man possesses.
刚才我们读了雅各书第三章第十节，也是说颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来。他说我的弟兄们，这是不应该的。
James chapter 3 verse 10 says, out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. He says, my brethren, these things are not to be so.
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water?
我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水也不能发出甜水来。
And so it continues to say, can fig trees, my brethren, bear olives, or grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring can yield both salt water and fresh.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是 遮盖不住的东西啊。
So brothers and sisters, we discover from the word of God that these things cannot be contained.
里面是什么出来的就是什么。
Whatever is inside your heart will come forth.
啊，所以有一次有一个牧师在那里修他家的 fence， 修他家的篱笆。
So this is a pastor who was fixing the fence in his backyard.
隔壁有一个小男孩就站在旁边一直看他，在大太阳下陪他看了两三个小时。
The little boy next door just keep watching him for hours.
这个牧师就很好奇，他说：“你对修篱笆这么有兴趣吗？怎么一直站在这里看呢？”
And so the pastor says, "Wow, you're so interested in building fences, and you're just observing this whole time."
哦，他说我对修篱笆没有兴趣。他说我只是很好奇哈，当你铁锤打到你的时候，你会喊什么
？The little boy said, "I have no interest in making fences, but I want to know what would come out of your mouth when the hammer hits your thumb."
他想了解一个牧师被铁锤打到的时候会不会骂粗野话。
He wanted to know a pastor when the hammer accidentally hits his thumb, would he actually swear as well?
啊，弟兄姊妹，这就是任何东西就在溅发出我们里面的东西啊。
Begin to discover anything can cause the things within our hearts to come forth.
我们也没有要求你铁锤打到的时候就说哈利路亚赞美主哈。
We're not requesting everybody, you know, when you accidentally hit your thumb with a hammer, you would say, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
你不用那么属灵啊。
You don't need to be so spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多的事情就显明我们里面到底是怎样的。
For instance, but we see often from this example, many things exposes what's the condition within.
还不在于讲台上怎么讲，讲台上都是讲好话，对不对
？It doesn't matter what you say up here, because we all say.
Good things.
It doesn't matter what you say before brothers and sisters sometimes. But in your most ordinary lives, in front of your family members,
and
when your private lives with brothers and sisters,
甚至连我们平常我们心里的意念就成为我们口中的言语。
And oftentimes we discover the meditation, the thoughts of our lives becomes the words that comes forth.
所以今天的经文是说，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，都在你面前蒙悦纳。
The memorization verse for us today is, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer."
因为这个是从我们里面出来的。
Because again.Out of our hearts flows the abundance.
所以你千万不要只用雅各书做借口，说有谁在话语上没有过失，然后容许自己讲话讲不该讲的话。
So please do not give yourself an excuse. See, the word of God said through the book of James, and no one can tame their tongue. So I say what I said.
因为雅各结论的时候就是说，不可能从一个泉源出来两个水的。
But you discover James at the conclusion of what he said. He says it is impossible that out of your heart would flow two different.
他在这里一再想要提醒的就是从你出来的水你就知道你现在生命的源头是什么
Out of the same source cannot flow two different things because you need to discover what's inside of you
不是甜水就是苦水
Whether it is bitter or it is sweet
如果今天我的话出来是苦的是消极的是属旧造肉体的我就知道我的源头我现在跟主的关系出问题
Because if what comes out of my mouth is bitter what comes out of my mouth is of the flesh then I know there's a problem with my relationship with the Lord I need to come and return back to the Lord and say, "It's no longer I, but Christ."
所以千万不要以为这只是小问题，没关系，谁在话语上没有过失
Princess, please do not look at this and say this is a small problem. Who doesn't make mistakes with their words?
就像 Brother Ernest 说的，车子上的红灯都亮了，你弄一个 label 贴上去盖着它，让自己心里舒服一点。
Just like Brother Ernie gave us an analogy, when you drive the car, the warning sign comes up. You put a sticker over it so you don't see it, like you feel okay as you're driving.
明明引擎出了问题，你把那个盖子盖起来，你把它盖起来，说没关系，没关系。
The problem, the indicator tells you there's a problem with the engine, you cover it up, you say, it's okay, it's okay.
好，那么最后要讲到感恩和赞美都是嘴唇所结果子的典范。
And lastly, we want to come and look at how thanksgiving and praise ought to be the models of the fruit of the lips.
感恩月，赞美月。
And again, for the month of November and December, for thanksgiving and praise.
我们也很高兴礼拜五大家一起来讲怎么样用诗篇学习来向神说感恩的话。
We're very thankful that we're coming together to learn how do we say words of thanksgiving unto the Lord through the book of Psalms.
光诗篇里面充满了感恩的话。
The book of Psalms are filled with words of thanksgiving.
下个月从诗篇里面充满了赞美的话。
And next month we're going to come and discover how the Psalms are filled with words of praise.
我们用诗人用大卫用这些属灵前辈们他们怎么样子向神发表 他们心中的感恩和赞美，我们来操练。
We'll come and look at the psalmist, the heart of David, and how he poured forth praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. We want to learn from them.
但是更重要的一件事情。
But more importantly,
也就是我们今年的主题。
It is the theme for this year.
枝子不能够离开葡萄树啊。
The branches cannot be severed from the vine.
主耶稣说：“你们若藏在我里面。”
So Jesus says, "If you abide in me."
那我就藏在你们里面，这人就多结果子。
Then I will abide in you, and you will bear much fruit.
我的嘴唇怎么样子能够结出果子归给神呢
？How is it that our words can bear fruit, glory unto the Lord?
那必须连于生命的。
Because it has to be connected to this life.
不然你讲再好听的话，那也不见得是果子。
It doesn't matter how beautiful the words.That comes forth from you, they may not necessarily be the fruits.
甜言蜜语的参考书多的是啊。
And there are a lot of examples and books that we can read that would tell us how to be eloquent with our words.
但是必须是从生命里面来的。
But we say again, these words must come out of the life within us.
啊，像我妈妈说我爸爸茶壶缺了个把子。
My mom would say to my dad, "You're like a tea kettle without a handle."
就只剩下那张嘴。
The only thing that is left on you is that mouth.
啊，因为我妈妈，我爸爸常常会夸夸我妈妈。
My dad actually praises my mom quite often.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹，当然这是很好的榜样哈。
Although this is a great example.
啊，但是我今天要说的就是真实的话、属灵的话、造就的话、赞美的话、感恩的话、荣耀神的话，弟兄姊妹，那必须是跟生命发生关系的。
I want to emphasize that the words that are spiritual, words that are truly thanksgiving, that would really bring God glory, they all have something to do and must be connected with life.
口舌可以是最可怕的凶器。
Again, the words that proceed out of our mouth could be the most deadliest weapon.
口舌也可以是被神用来成为别人最大祝福的一个管道。
And the words that come out of our mouth can also be a channel of the greatest blessing that God could bring to someone around you.
不需要花钱。
It doesn't cost you anything.
但是却需要用心。
But you have to use your heart.
不需要花钱。
It doesn't cost you anything.
但是却要命。
But it does cost you your life.
因为圣经上在这里讲到要用赞美为祭献给神。
Because the Lord says, offer unto the Lord the sacrifices of thanksgiving.
他说你们要以感谢为祭献给神，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。
Offer unto the Lord the words of thanksgiving for those who praises Him, brings Him glory.
希伯来书十三章十五节也说，我们靠着，应当靠着耶稣，常常 continually 以颂赞为祭献给神，就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
Hebrews tells us, therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifices of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name.
请问你发现在这里感谢跟赞美，为什么都要加上一个为祭？为什么要加上一个祭？
Now, did you realize that this notion of a sacrifice when we talk about thanksgiving and thought?
为什么不直接说以感谢献给神，以赞美献给神就好了？
Why doesn't the word just simply say offer thanksgiving and offer praise unto the Lord?
为什么要讲祭？
Why does the author mention the notion of sacrifice?
圣经上没有一个字是废话，为什么要讲祭？
Why does he use the word sacrifices?
其实礼拜五于师母有给你们答案过了。
Pastor Nancy has given you guys all the answers this past Friday, right?
祭说到代价。
The sacrifice speaks of the price that is to be paid.
祭说到舍己。
It speaks of the fact that I need to offer up myself.
祭也说到十字架。
And the sacrifice talks about the cross, the work of the cross.
一面来说，当我最不想感恩，我不想赞美的时候，我还是凭着信心献为祭。
On the one hand, the moment that I don't feel like praising, I don't feel like being thankful to the Lord, but I will tell myself, I will offer unto the Lord a sacrifice.
我在这里放下我的感觉，放下我自己的遭遇，放下我自己的所有的认为，我就是凭着信心，我还是在这里献祭。
I will lay down my feelings, I will lay down how I feel right now, but by faith, I will come and offer unto the Lord.
另外，这样子的口舌，不是这样子的果子，一定需要经过十字架，叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
And such words that comes forth has to go through the cross, where we come to say, it is no longer I, but Christ.
所以一个被神洁净过的口舌，被神更新过的口舌。
A tongue, our lips, if they are sanctified by the Lord.
是个人家庭教会极大的祝福。
If they are made new by the Lord, it's the exceedingly great blessing for your own family from the house of God.
所以以赛亚被神用的时候，他说我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
So Isaiah said, as the Lord is about to use him, he says, I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among people of unclean lips.
所以天使用炭火洁净了他，以赛亚成为历史上 最好的话语指示之一。
So the angel of the Lord came and brought a coal and sanctified his lips that he became the vessel of the words of the Lord.
他讲出了那么多安慰之言，讲出了那么多伟大弥赛亚跟圣灵降临的应许。
And he brought forth so many words of comfort, so many promises of the coming Messiah.
你要说我不是以赛亚。
And you say, oh, I'm no Isaiah.
但是没有关系，我们需要被主洁净。
But that's okay. We all still need to be cleansed by the Lord.
我们需要在主的面前要认识我旧造的生命出来的话没有价值。
We all need to come to the realization that out of the old nature within me, it has no value from what comes forth from it.
我需要回到跟葡萄树真实活泼和实在的连结。
I need to come back to that true, vibrant, living relationship with the vine.
有一个姊妹常常喜欢批评论断讲消极的话。
There's a sister that often likes to criticize, often is always negative with her words.
她被神责备蒙光照，她很懊悔，她在主面前悔改。
She was rebuked by the Lord, she turned, she repented, and she confessed before God.
她那么诚实地求神帮助她，圣灵来帮助他。
With all the sincerity of her heart, she asked the Lord, Lord, please help me. Holy Spirit, come and help me.
他说主，至少从明天，至少明天，明天这一天里面。
Lord, I pray just tomorrow, tomorrow, the whole day.
我从头到尾，我不说任何一句消极、不讨你喜悦的话。
From the beginning of the day to the end of my day, help me not to say anything that's not glorifying to you.
如果有任何的话从我口中出来
，If anything that comes out of my mouth,
只有三个是
，There are only
只有三种。
There are only three types.
第一个是正面的，鼓励别人，安慰别人，表达谢谢。
The first category, the words that are thankful, that expresses my appreciation for others.
能够造就，能够祝福别人的话。
That can edify, that can build others up.
第二个从我口中出来的话，只有我的祷告。
And secondly, the words that come out of my mouth are my prayers.
我为别人的代祷，为神家，为家庭，为教会的代祷。
My supplications for others, for my family, for the church.
他那天讲了三个，第三个
，and then thirdly，
就是我向人道歉，要与人和好的话。
My repentance, my apologies to others when I want to reconcile with others.
所以他想说一天容易了。
And she said, "Okay, one day."
比较容易，所以他就整天这样子做。
So the whole day she actually began to practice.
全心这样子做，靠着圣灵这样子做。
With whole heart, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
那天下来，他心里喜乐得不得了。
And at the conclusion of that day, she was full of joy.
他也看见周围的人从他的改变。有那么惊喜的那种表情，那种感谢啊
！She sees the expressions on the faces of the people who she's been talking to, that they all become very appreciative. They're very thankful.
跟从前别人讨厌他、远离他、不喜欢他完全不一样。
She discovered that people no longer want to hide, wants to stay away from her.
她后来做见证，她说就那么一天的经历改变了她的一生啊
！She says that one experience of that one day has changed my life.
话语一出错，她就求神光照她、责备她、显明她向。
The moment the wrong words, the wrong attitude comes forth, she said the Lord helped her to see that immediately.
所以我结束的时候就用我以弗所书四章二十八节那时候讲到悔改的三部曲。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28 are the three stages.
从前偷窃的不要再偷。
Those who have stolen in time past steal no more.
这是第一件事情让我成为对的人。我从前说不该说的话，我现在再也不说。
The very first thing that I become the right person. If I said the wrong things before, I will say it no longer.
第二件事情我亲手做工。
Secondly.I will be diligent with my hands.
我开始说正直的话，正面的话。
I will focus on the things that are edifying, that are positive.
第三个，我就可以有余去分给别人，去帮助别人。
Thirdly, then I would have an abundance to help to aid those who are in need.
第三个，让我的话不仅仅不再是消极的、破坏的、伤害的。
And then again, my words no longer would be those things that would harm others.
让我的话是成为祝福别人、鼓励别人、安慰别人、帮助别人、成全别人。
But my words would now become a blessing, become words that would build others up.
所以尼弟兄在这里讲到说，人要学习为着造就人而开口，也要学习。为了造就人而不开口。
So Brother Washman needs to remind all of us that for the sake of edifying others, we need to have the courage to open our lips. And also for the sake of edifying others, sometimes we need to keep our mouth closed.
让我们的嘴唇都是被火炭、被宝血洁净过的。
That every single one of us, our lips has been sanctified and cleansed by the call of God.
而且是天天经常都说神啊。愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
But every single day, every moment that we may utter the words, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you.
不管我的话是对的，我的心也是对的。
Not only do I have the right words, but my heart is right.
一个泉源不应该发出两样水来。
And again, a single source cannot have two different output.
善人从他的善就发出善来。
A good person out of the goodness and the kindness of his heart come forth goodness.
恶人从他的恶就发出恶来。
And the evil one comes out of the evil of his heart comes forth evil.
主啊，你是创造我们口舌的主。
Lord, you created our lips.
你更是舍命流血，为了让我们这个人能够从旧造。从堕落的里面被拯救出来。
And you're the one who gave yourself, who shed your blood, that we may be saved and redeemed from this corrupted old creation.
我们不仅承认自己口舌不洁，我们也承认在口舌上我们多次犯罪得罪你。
Oh Lord, we want to acknowledge that oftentimes, oh Lord, we have sinned against you with the words of our mouth, and we have unclean lips.
也成为了别人的伤害。
And then with our words, oh Lord, we brought harm to those around us.
早晨，你不仅用你自己的话来光照我们，也用宝血来洁净我们。
Oh God, we pray for your light to come to us. We pray for your precious blood to come and wash us.
让我们愿意将自己的嘴唇当作义的器具来献给你。
Oh, that there be a willing heart.To offer up our lips as an instrument, as a member of righteousness offered unto you.
我们愿意让他成，你成为他的主人。
That you may truly be the Lord of it.
让他能够用来荣耀你，用来祝福人。
That it may be truly used to come and glorify God, to bless people.
用来感谢你，用来赞美你。
That truly it be used.As an instrument for thanksgiving, for praise.
用来见证述说你的恩典和奇妙的作为。
To be used to testify of your glory, of the wondrous things that you have done.
用它来安慰、鼓励、造就我们周围的人。
Use it, O Lord, to encourage, to edify, to build up the people around us.
主，我们谢谢你，让我的舌头今天还能够发声。
Lord, we thank you that we can still have utterance today.
让他今后在你的手中成为有用的器皿。
That we pray that from this day forth, it would be an instrument that it can be used by you.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless every single one of us who are here today.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命。得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。